2. A million beautiful things.
Extract from Name the Day Survivalist Forum, subboard NTD/strategic.
Arturo Megadog is at Bunker Born status. I don't even know why I'm posting this. It's late at night, and I'm drunk. I've set this to auto-delete in 3 hours. I'll tell you what I've realized. Most of you are idiots, and those who aren't idiots are monomaniacs, and within that, there's a tiny group who care about anything worth caring about, and they're not enough to turn the ship around. They're not even enough to keep it from going more off course. I don't even think I'm necessarily one of those people. There's not much in my life that makes it worth it. So I'm done with life.
Semidon is at shelf stable status. Is anyone else seeing this? I'm reposting this to NTD Main. Does anyone know Arturo Megadog personally? Anyone know where he lives? How to find him?
For the longest time, I thought human beings were good. We were getting smarter. There was a progress. Slow, of course, sliding back, too. But inch by inch, like a man pulling himself forward using only his tongue, we were moving toward the light. That's why I got into prepper stuff, because I thought humanity had good things that were worth saving. Art and literature, morality and kindness, scientific progress, understanding, a caterpillar inching toward the sun. I said I was drunk. Anyway, I don't think that anymore. The human race isn't getting any better. We're just getting different and more and faster. And if you're not getting better, then more and faster is just the same as getting worse.
Semidon is at shelf stable status. Okay, I've scraped everything I can from Arturo Megadog's info, which is nothing. Male, 50s, Bay Area, usually on at erratic times of day, suggests he doesn't have a job with fixed hours. Can anyone wake an admin and get more? I've called emergency services in the Bay Area, but they can't do anything unless we give them an address or at least a name.
I want to tell you about my husband. I'll call him Ted. He made me believe in goodness. He was so virtuous, it made you sick. He worked for a car company, started on the shop floor, ended up running the team in San Francisco. He pressured them to put more investment into electric cars, and he spent every weekend doing beach cleanup. He volunteered as a big brother. Disgusting. I fly a private plane. I wanted to go flying and watch TV on the weekend, and he was sending me photos of an urban garden he'd planted at 5 a.m. Ted was crazy hopeful. I know how it sounds now, but I remember there was that blip in 2020 when the Saudi oil prices went negative. You couldn't pay someone to take oil off your hands, and I thought, fuck, maybe Ted's right. This is it. The start of something. We've spent the past century hiding under our blankets while the red notices piled up in the hallway. Arrears, habitat destruction and extinction. Do not ignore social inequality. Pay now or face consequences. Climate change. And us going, hey, if we shuffle things around, move that balance onto this card, work out how to frack shale and ignore the flammable water coming out of the taps, then we can buy a new car and brim it with gasoline and things will be okay for another month. And I thought, but this pandemic, we're going to realize we just have to be sensible. Unlike the dinosaurs, we don't need to get hit by an asteroid. I know it's a joke now. Nature is healing. Believing things could get better is just a joke, right?
Whipsy is at friend in need status. I know we're not supposed to say, but I'm friends IRL with Dagu who set up the board. I'm calling him now. Hope everyone agrees this is a good reason to break our usual protocol.
This post has received 271 thumbs up. Congratulations, you made a gold star post.
Ted and I were living in an apartment on the waterfront, and I was holding a cup of coffee in my hand when I started to believe it could be okay. I think about that all the time now. The mist on the surface of the bay like something solid, like you could put your hand out and pick it up. The smell of the coffee, the hum of the refrigerator, the blank blue chalk of the sky with no planes. I thought, it's really going to be okay. I sat on the couch and started crying. Ted came running through. He thought my Uncle Benny must have gotten the virus, and I said, Ted, we should have a child. We'd talked about it a million times. Look, it doesn't matter, really. None of it matters. One day, the stars are going to wink out one by one, like in that Arthur C. Clarke story. And before that, the sun will go supernova and boil the seas, and we're just one stinking species, and species live and die. That's what we do. There'll be no audience, and no final judgment, and no redeemer is going to liveth, and no one will come along at the end of the show and tell us our score and what we could have won. No one will remember the human race, or the USA, or San Francisco, or the apartment, or me, or Ted, or how when I dropped that yellow mug a few months later, he turned it into a mosaic of the sun. No one remembers that now but me.
Dagu is at God status. Dagu has turned off thumbs up. Hi everyone, I'm in contact with first responders in the Bay Area. Arturo Megadog has been very cautious, so we don't have much to go on. He does not lodge a real name, home address, or phone number with us. He uses a proxy server. I have pinged the email address used to register with the site, but it looks like it was a throwaway. If anyone is a friend of Arturo Megadog, please speak up urgently.
Ted was older than me. He'd worked for the same company for 38 years. He had these plans for his retirement and his pension. We were going to travel to one of the protected future-safe islands and work there with wildlife and ecosystem preservation. And after that, when Ted's niece, Gracie, was done with her PhD, she wanted to carry a child for us. My child. From my frozen jizz and Ted's family genes. We were going to support Gracie through her postdoc years, and we were going to be a beautiful San Francisco logical family. Then Ted's company got bought up by Fantail. They got a special fire sale deal because it was an old company and hadn't turned a great profit for a decade, so they didn't have to honor the pensions. Everyone thought Lenk Skettlish was kind of a great guy for taking that company on. He wanted it for his Hertha electric cars. He wanted the stuff that Ted had made, basically. The thing I have to say here is that I'm rich, okay? I'm stinking goddamn rich, and we didn't need the goddamn pension money. I told Ted that. He knew. We would be fine living on my money for the rest of our lives. We'd still have our home, our plans. We'd still have our child. But it broke Ted's heart. All those years with that same company, old school, the loyalty, and the staff he'd convinced to stay on, they weren't getting pensions either, and most of them were laid off with nothing. I have enough to protect us, but I couldn't solve everything for 1,600 people. I said we'd help them fight, we'd do something. But 8 days after the announcement, when he was driving out to the wetland project, he had a heart attack behind the wheel and he died. He was 59. Maybe I should mention I've taken a bunch of pills. There's stuff in the cabinets from when Ted fucked his back up and my root canal and some of our sedatives from when we had our colonoscopies because we wanted to be so careful. We were going to be parents. I just took everything. It's 2 years now since he died.
Whipsy is at friend in need status. I'm looking through Arturo Megadog's posts. 4 weeks ago, he said a store literally 8 paces from his door carries shelf-stable kimchi, fire pit brand. It's only stocked in 7 stores in the Bay Area. That gives us 7 map dots to work on.
I don't know if this is a cry for help. Probably. I guess if it wasn't, I'd have set this to post in like 2 days when whatever I've taken will have done whatever it's going to do. But the way you guys talk, it's like you think your lives are worth saving. And let me tell you, if Ted wasn't worth saving, then no one is. The species is going to die. Just let it.
Clark Kent is at 1 can of bean status. Okay, nothing in the Concord dot is residential. He'd have to be sleeping in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Sandy's dad is at stockpiled status. He said he's stinking rich, therefore rule out the store in Redwood City.
1 corn is at prep to the max status. Arturo Megadog and I are friends on the board. Never met in person, no address or real name. But I know he lives near water, in San Francisco. 3 of your dots would match that.
Life will try something different, and maybe it doesn't matter if it's smart enough to read and write and release greenhouse gases. There'll be fish, and birds, and glittering insects. There'll be a million beautiful things crawling over one another, striving toward the sun. We haven't invented a single thing, you know? We've come up with busy work for ourselves, and the plants, and animals. More and more ideas of new ways to be comfortable and to have things at hand. But all the important things were here before us, and they'll be here after us. The animals love each other. They strive and they have pleasure. They relax in the sun and they take comfort in one another. They hate and they take revenge. Animals love their children. If you think you want more than that, you're just kidding yourselves. We have terminal arrogance, and the sooner we're wiped out, the better it'll be. So I'm starting with myself. And if the rest of you could stop trying so hard to survive and encourage all the other humans to do the same, then that'd be better for the planet. But in the end, it doesn't matter because the planet will sort its shit out. It's survived more than us. And we're all going to be stardust before long anyway. And then the universe will die and there never was much worth hoping for. I think I'm starting to feel it now. My feet and my fingertips are tingling. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to look at photos of Ted until I fall asleep. I don't think I'll be with him or any of that bullcrap. But I won't be here anymore. Bye.
Whipsy is at friend in need status. I'm nowhere near the Bay Area. Is anyone there who could walk around, see if they can see or hear anything?
1 corn is at prep to the max status. We're running out of time. I'm going to try something.